Here at Farm Progress Show, I am speaking to the known on Twitter as Ag Chick. This is Tricia Braid Terry with Illinois Corn Growers, and you've got a very neat and unique exhibit this year with some big corn and some big black footprints. So tell me what we're going to find when we get there.
Well, the Illinois Corn Tent this year is all about knowing your carbon footprint. So the first thing you need to do is find us, and that's why we have the 30-foot tall plus corn stalks. So we're real happy to resurrect those. I think the last time they were used at the Farm Progress Show in Bloomington, so it's been a while. We dug them back out. We also have an E85 blimp flying above our tent. So find us, and then once you do find us, follow those black footprints into the tent, where we have some great message points for farmers about how they've reduced their carbon footprint through the years. And we show that with darker footprints that get lighter and smaller. We also have a video that's about 4 minutes long that gives a definition of carbon footprint and greenhouse gas emissions, kind of just a little bit of a carbon footprint 101 type thing.
Does Illinois Corn Growers kind of represent all corn growers, since this is sort of like the home state, I guess, for the Farm Progress Show group?
Right. We're cooperating with the National Corn Growers Association, so they actually have a little bit of an area within our booth as well. Indiana Corn has come on board with us. They've brought their mobile biofuels unit over, so we're very pleased to have them here. So we've been having some members of other state associations drop by, so it is a collaborative effort. Since the Farm Progress Show is such a huge event and it switches back and forth between Iowa and Illinois, we're glad to have our other corn states there. And one of the things we're doing is many of these states cooperate in the Corn Farmers Coalition, so we'll also have those message points up, which are also all really pointed at helping to clear up these misconceptions and, frankly, just mistruths about corn and its impact on the environment and that sort of thing. So we're glad to be here.
And is some incentive? You have like a contest or giveaway or something?
We do. We're giving away a wee a day. So come get your wee. And the way to do that is do a bit of a scavenger hunt around the Farm Progress Show. You'll actually look for those message points from the Corn Farmers Coalition and put your entry form in for a chance to win a wee a day. Also, what I think is the most exciting thing and probably what's turned out to be the most popular part of our tent is the opportunity to fax comments to the EPA on the RFS2, the Renewable Fuel Standard 2. So we have some sample letters there. You can pick one that fits your message the best, write that out, and we fax it to the EPA right from this show, and all of those will end up in the docket. So we've sent several hundred of those already today.
Well, thank you very much, Tricia, who is known on Twitter as Ag Chick. We are actually doing this interview at the Country Financial Tent, where a lot of us who gather each week on Tuesday night on Twitter for Ag Chat, just go to search.twitter.com, punch in Ag Chat, you'll see what I'm talking about. But she participates, so a lot of us got together, and it was a great chance to meet and find out what's going on with Illinois Corn Growers, which is where Tricia is now working her new job, and we want to congratulate her on that. From here at Farm Progress Show, I'm Chuck Zimmerman.